various, there's a lot of different ways that we can give out tracts. And Alan, if you would share just a couple of different ways that you do it, kind of some creative.
Right. I'm a truck driver, so I'm all over the place. I have many places that I can just simply put one in a restroom, on the countertop sink. Also, the boxes that they have, the free boxes where the information for where I'm at, there's a lot of casinos. So they're advertising for the casino. So I'll slip gospel tracts in those. So when the people take those out, they're opening it up, and what falls out but a gospel tract. Different creative ways. I know Kristen has a couple ways here that's really, really good.
Yeah, a couple of things. If you're handing out the Ten Commandment coin, you can put those in a lot of interesting places, like the coin return in the telephone, the coin-operated telephones. If you go to hotels, we usually stuff all the Bibles and the Gideon books with the gospel tracts too. Just anywhere where you think people are going to be, just leave them around because people will pick them up.
Great. Yeah, I've found a list of different places you can leave gospel tracts. This is in a book written by Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort. It's called The School of Biblical Evangelism. You can get it at livingwaters.com. And we get a lot of our tracks from Living Waters. They've got some very good creative and funny tracks. And some of these we've heard already, but they suggest some places being at payphones, in shopping carts, in closed pockets and stores, in letters to loved ones, with a generous tip, on seats in restaurant lobbies, with fast food employees, cashiers, and gas station workers, in restrooms, at rest areas, on ATM machines and bank counters, in envelopes with bill payments, in elevators, on hotel dressers for the maid, on ice machines, on newspaper racks, in waiting rooms of doctors' offices and hospitals, on seats at airports, subways, and bus stations, with flight attendants and cab drivers, in plain seat pockets, inside magazines, in cabs, in laundromats. And so there's just some beginnings of some ideas. And there you'll find that it's kind of fun. You really think about, how can I get a gospel tract to somebody? And I don't know about you, but I would be really frustrated with all these credit card offers. Like, I have one, and that's all I need. And so sometimes we get three or four offers a day. It's crazy. But now we really enjoy these offers, especially when they have an envelope in it that's postage paid, and all you have to do is send that letter back without a stamp. So we'll put them all, we'll open up our junk mail, stick all those envelopes on a shelf, and we'll put a stamp on if we need to, but we really appreciate it when they've been good enough to pay that postage for us. And so then we'll sit down and stuff them with tracts, put some Ten Commandment coins in there, and off they go. So that's a lot of fun. And something our family can do, too. We got our kids involved. We also have tracts at our front door. So people that come by, they get a tract. Especially great, if you have some people come by that are trying to kind of push a religion on you that they feel very strongly about. And you can just say, hey, thanks. I'll take that, and I'd like you to have this gift. And it's funny because when you may say, I'd like you to have this gift, people are like, thank you. And if they're well-written tracts, if they're attractive, people will even ask for more. A friend of mine had relayed to me an experience when she was in McDonald's. And she gave, she had a bunch of million-dollar tracts. And there was the person at the cash register, and they were training somebody. So there were two people right there. So she gave them each one after she had paid for her meal. And someone else at one of the other counters like, hey, what'd you get there? And so she gave two more out to people at the counter. Well, then the cook found out about it. He's like, well, what's going on up there? And so she was giving them more tracts to give to all the employees there at McDonald's. And then the guy behind her said, can I have one of those? So she's the guy in line, and she gives him a tract. And she's like, wow, that was like really cool. So she sits down with her family and they're about to eat their meal. And this guy comes up to her that was in line and he said, I'd like to talk with you about this. He says, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. And so she's like, oh, great. This is not going to go well. And I'm here with my family. What do I do? We're here to have family time. And so God prompted her to go talk to this guy. So she went to his table with him, talked 45 minutes, and he was just really interested in everything she had to say. So that's just one of many stories that I've become aware of, and you know, I've had plenty of personal experiences, but that's a particularly neat story in that a very significant conversation came out of that by someone who's of a particular faith that tends not to, for the most part, really listen, mostly speaking and trying to prove stuff. And this particular person was very interested in my friend's understanding of who Jesus Christ is.
We even saw last night, Brad, when there were five teenagers around the table, and as soon as you gave one of them the gospel tract, they all wanted one. You know, they wanted to be included. So there was five more that were handed out like that. And then they wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. And then, I think maybe you and Carl were talking with them when I came up. Is that the teenagers
yes.
you're talking about? They actually, Carl's walking by. I'm getting some tracts out and I'm, you know, preparing to give them this, you know, these little riddles. And I got $1 million bill I want to put on the table and say, whoever solves a riddle first gets $1 million. And so I'm getting all ready and I see Carl talking to him like, hey, man, that's my group. And so what happened is he's walking by and one of the teenagers said, hey, say silk five times fast. And he's like, silk, 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 silk. And they're like, what do cows drink? And he knew it was water, but just to play along, he said milk. And they laughed and he's like, hey, I got a question for you. And so this thing came and I was kind of on the side praying. And so I came in later, and we all had like these different tracts. So they all walked away with like five different tracts. As soon as we pull out another one, they're like, you have more of those? I'm like, sure. And then they pull out a different one and give them to one person. Wow, can you have more of those? And so it's a God-ordained moments. God really brings people to us when we are looking for those opportunities. And we had just prayed, God, show us who it is that you'd like us to meet tonight. And they approached us. So these things happen. Don't be surprised. It's a dangerous prayer to say, God, let me talk to somebody or open up a door. Now, our particular ministry, well, like I say, we buy tracts from Living Waters. They've got some real good stuff. That's one of our primary sources for tracts. Friend of ours in Minnesota that helps us train people to talk about Jesus, he made this track called Are You a Good Person? It's an attractive cartoon. It basically walks you through exactly what we do when we talk to people about Jesus. But our ministry, we don't write tracks, but we do have a unique gospel track, which is a music CD. It was written by Mike Rios. And on this CD are 10 gospel tracks that are put to music. And Mike, I'd like you to just briefly introduce the two songs that you're going to do. There's 8 more on the CD. You can get them from us at cpmin.net. And I'd like you to share this,
sure,
please,
Brad.
Mike.
Well, basically,